Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And this is Mark Vila from Coleman & Company. And today we're here to talk about local small business help.
Yep.
With our special guest, Bill Burnham of the FSBDC.
Yeah.
The Florida Small Business Development Center at USF.
Now, Bill, do you guys offer any templates or anything for people to use to do a business plan?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to mention that. We do have a lot of resources available, again, at no cost to the client's business plan. We have templates. We have checklists that they can use, which essentially if they go down and answer the questions on the checklist, they'll have what they need to then write a business plan. And we also offer, I haven't mentioned this, but we offer training classes on various topics. One of those, of course, is a business planning class where they can learn in a little bit more detail if they need that formal business plan. Certainly how to prepare that, and even if they need to understand the thought process and the research that needs to go into a business plan, they can get that out of the class as well. So
that's great.
By all means, yeah. And that any of those resources that we offer would be available on our website, which is sbdctampabay.org. And if not in our area, again, the SBDC, anywhere they happen to be in the country will have similar type resources available on their web pages.
That's great. Now I'm going to ask you a leading question because I'm sure it's going to move over into the financing section. Is when do you actually have to have a formal business plan?
Well, certainly if you're going to try to seek funding through an SBA guaranteed loan. That is still a requirement of an SBA guaranteed loan as a formal business plan. A lot of the banks that we've talked to recently are, I'll say, softening on the requirement to have a formal business plan. What they're requiring instead would be something similar to what you would think of as the executive summary that appears in a business plan. It might be two, three pages that kind of summarizes what it is, what the activity is, who the principals are, what the financial results that are expected, and what the need is, and how the money is going to be used. So a lot of the banks are, if it's going to be an internally financed loan, in other words, not through the SBA, then they don't necessarily require that formal business plan anymore. So in terms of financing in general, I would say that if the business is a startup, which probably most of what we're talking about here, I'm assuming most of the folks you work with are startup type businesses.
Yep.
The traditional financing is a little more difficult to get for startups than it would be for a business that has been, say, functioning for 5 years, has, you know, 5 years worth of history, 5 years worth of tax returns and positive results and that type of thing. Banks are more likely to lend to those types of companies than they are somebody who's just starting up because of the risk factor. You know, the banks realize that there's a higher rate of failure for startups, and so they tend to be risk averse. So it's a little harder to get that financing. Having said that, the things that the banks are going to look at generally, obviously, they want to know how much do you need and what do you plan to use it for? They want to see that you have collateral, which supports the loan.
Which is a house, home equity, or a car.
Yeah, I mean, it could be both business and personal assets, or a combination thereof. In your case, where you're helping individuals get set up with equipment and whatnot, well, that business equipment that they need to get started can be part of the collateral that supports the loan. It's a physical asset that has value, but in a lot of cases there is not sufficient business assets to support the financing need. So the banks will ask you about personal assets that you have, and certainly you mentioned a house. They will ask you if you'd be willing to put up your house as collateral. You don't have to do that. They can't force you to do that, but they will ask you to do that. And if you're willing, they'll have you essentially pledge that as collateral to support that loan. And there are other personal assets, right down to vehicles and bank accounts and things like that, stocks and so forth, that could potentially be considered collateral as well. So they're going to want to look at that. They're going to look at the how does the business cash flow, and what do your projections look like to show that it cash flows positively. That's a must.
Right.
I have clients come in occasionally who have put together forecasts, and we get to looking at the cash flow, and it's got negative cash flow for the first year, and I tell them, you know what, do not take this to the bank until we figure this out, because they do not like negative cash flow. So they want positive cash flow, which shows that you can pay back the loan and have some reserve, so that they recognize that you have personal bills to pay as well. So they like to have a little factor built in, so that you, not only will they get paid, but that the individual can get paid as well. And then the last thing they look at is character, and character kind of encompasses a lot of things. Part of that is, of course, the credit score, the credit history of the individual. A lot of folks come in the first time and they are under the impression that since it's a business loan, it's the business that's getting the loan, when in reality, it's the bank is looking, you're a startup, so the bank is looking at you personally. They're loaning the money to you, not so much the business. So they want to know that you have a good credit history, and that you have some sort of capabilities, either industry knowledge or management knowledge, so that you personally would be a good risk. If you are opening a t-shirt type business and you've run other businesses before, either as an owner or as a manager in a business, well, that certainly is going to be helpful. If you have industry experience where you worked for a t-shirt manufacturer, not necessarily in management, but you understand the industry, that's going to be helpful to build your case as well.
And that makes sense. So if you're going to open up a retail cap store, or kiosk in the mall, and you're going for a loan for $25,000 to get it all outfitted, then the bank is naturally going to ask you the questions, well, have you ever worked in retail before? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Have you ever run a business before? And what does that look like? Do you know how to handle cash? Can you show me some experience, that shows that?
Yeah, or I managed a kiosk cap store
right.
for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to own my own.
Right. Okay, everybody, this has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi.
And Mark Biela from Coleman & Company.
And have a good business. We'll